Last camp, yeah, it's going to be crazy. You know, this will be my 10th camp here, including college, so it's going to be a little different not coming to Mankato anymore, but I'm going to enjoy this last one. I mean, I love seeing the people that, you know, watched me throughout college and now through the NFL, so it's fun to see all those people come out and say, hey, I watched you in college, I saw your games in college, and so that's definitely exciting for me. I'm going to take advantage of it.
What are you going to miss most about being down here?
I think it's, you know, for my wife and I and now child to kind of, you know, come back to where we went to college, go to some of the local restaurants that we loved going to when we were here, and seeing some of the old coaches, you know, teachers, just people in the community that that we kind of don't get to see as much as we'd like to.
Do you think you'll have more fans coming out just because this is the last one for you, more fans
coming back? For me personally?
Yeah.
No, probably not personally, but I think there'll be more people from the community, from the area coming out just knowing that it's the last one in the area and how great it is to, you know, I think sometimes people, I mean, even when I was in college, going to college here, I think we took it for took advantage of, you know, we maybe didn't take advantage of having the Vikings right here, being able to go out to practice every day. And so I think people from the community are going to, you know, now take advantage of it and knowing that we're not going to be here anymore. And, you know, it's such an easy, you know, opportunity to just come and watch practice, which not a lot of people can do, watch an NFL practice. And, yeah, so I think a lot of people will be coming out for that reason.
What are your expectations for this team? You guys had two extremes last year, 5-0, 3-8. Your expectations of what has to happen to meet those expectations?
Well, I think we all have high expectations, as we did last year. I think we learned a lot from what happened last year. I think there's a lot, I think there's a lot of things that the coaching staff has done, we as players have done to try to change that around, and nobody was satisfied with missing the playoffs last year, and even the year before that, going and losing in the first round. So I think there's a lot of hungry players on this team, a lot of guys that have been here for a long time, and we want to win, and we want to win now, and I think that's kind of the message that coach has given us all offseason. And I think we just have to take it one day at a time, and it doesn't really matter who you're playing, what week it is, how many wins you have at that point. You got to play every game the same and prepare the same way every game.
Do you have any different mindset at all after the season that you had last year, or is it just approaching everything the same way?
No, I mean, I don't want to change a thing because I just want to keep doing the things that got me here. I want to make sure that I'm keep getting better. You know, every offseason I kind of have a goal to keep getting stronger, keep getting faster, quicker, becoming a better all-around receiver, being able to block, being able to catch, and being reliable. So for me, it's just doing the same things, being consistent, and the more that I can be consistent, the more I can help this team win games.
How big is it to get a full offseason under your belt, Sam?
It was huge. Yeah, it's sometimes we forget that we didn't have an offseason with him last year just because of the way he was able to come in and perform so well and make us feel so comfortable. So it's been a great offseason getting to know him personally better and obviously getting to know how he likes things done. You know, last year we didn't have a whole lot of time to figure out what he likes, little things that he likes in routes or little things he likes done differently, and we've had that time now, and hopefully we'll just keep continuing that in the training camp.
What's your impression of this wide receiver group coming into the training camp?
I think it's an impressive group, honestly. It was such a fun OTAs and mini camp for me personally to see, you know, how good we can be at that position, and really across the board in all positions. But it was just fun for me to see guys flying around making plays on a consistent basis, and it didn't really matter if the guy had played ever in the NFL before or he played, you know, 6-7 years like some of the guys. So everybody was kind of making plays, everybody was flying around having fun and feeding off one another. So I'm looking forward to that to continue on in the training camp.
Rodney Adams worked out with you. What was that like?
Yeah, it was nice to have we had a couple of guys, you know, Case Keenan was thrown to us and Isaac Frickte was there, and I'm probably missing a couple of guys, but yeah, it's great to have, you know, other players on the team, especially in that receiver group, being able to throw together, kind of correct each other. I mean, he was out there saying, hey, you could have done this better, you could have done that better, and that's great for me. That's exactly what I wanted. It was great to have a NFL quarterback. Last year we were working with a couple high school kids and intermitting between some NFL guys, but it was nice to have an NFL quarterback the whole offseason, and being able to work on the things that we needed to work on, and I think we got a lot accomplished.
Adam, did you have any dealings with Teddy Bridgewater since the end of minicamp, and how's he progressing?
No, I haven't. We didn't throw together or anything like that, but you know, I've seen his Instagram just like you guys have, so I think he's doing pretty well.
Could that even be a distraction? I mean, you got Sam Bradford, the starting quarterback, and now Teddy, you know, every day he seems to be getting healthier. Is there a distraction factor potentially involved with it?
No, absolutely not. No, I think the farthest thing from a distraction, because I think we have a lot of confidence with all those guys, and that's not really our job to decide who plays, who doesn't play. Our job is just to go out there and have fun with our teammates, and we love Teddy Bridgewater, we love Sam, and we just love playing football. So it doesn't really matter who's out there. We're just happy that everybody's, you know, that he's getting healthy and that he's going to be out there with us, because that's especially with how that injury happened. We're just glad that everything's going well and moving forward, and hopefully things just keep progressing for him.
How's Treadwell looked in the offseason?
Yeah, he's been awesome. It's kind of like I was talking about before, just as a receiver group. Everybody was just kind of flying around making plays, and he was one of those guys. He was just making plays all offseason, going against the starters. And, you know, you just got to keep it going now. And that goes for me. It goes for everybody in that group. We're going to expect big things now. I think the coaches are going to expect big things from us because of what they've seen from this group. So now we have to back it up and come to practice and prepare and get ready to go.
Last couple for Adam.
What do you think of Rodney's YouTube channel he's got going on this training camp?
You want my honest opinion? No, I think it's fun. I mean, it's the new age. It's what's you know, kind of drives social media nowadays. It's kind of the new thing to do, I guess. I won't be doing it. I won't be participating in vlogging, but I think it's fun. I think it's fun for him. I think it's fun for the fans. Anytime we can give the fans an inside look of how we prepare, how we you know, how we do things in our career, I think it's kind of fun. You know, I would have loved to see that when I was a fan before I got in the NFL. I would have loved to see what it took to be an NFL football player. So I think it's great. Like I said, I won't be doing it, but I think it's fun. And as long as it's, you know, not a distraction to him or anybody else, I think nothing wrong with it.
Last question.